We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hey there, I'm Rob from the Rob and Holly Show on US 99, and I stand up for my former friend and co-worker Linda Lee, who lost her battle with lung cancer in 2017.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
All right, this is a big hour for us. We've got a lot of really cool people coming in. We've got some unbelievable experiences. How about this? This will go quick, Spiegs. PCA, who recorded the message for Robbie Jr. earlier, which was an incredible moment.
That was a great moment this morning.
He also autographed 5 baseballs for all of you, $300 a piece. $300 donation for PCA. Guy should win MVP of the league.
That's frankly a really good investment.
Yeah, exactly. Text CURE25 to 41444. Next 5 $300 donations. Get it. This hour, the match by my new employer, FS1. FS1 put up 10 grand. Which I'm really, really happy about and means a tremendous amount to me. They could not have been more supportive of this, and they just want to say that they hope all of Chicago tunes in to First Things First.
That is, well, and they're smart to do it, yeah. and they will. So that's great that FS1 and the Score can come together, along, of course, with the Cubs and everybody involved. This is a really cool thing.
But right now in studio, because he is so generous and he has been a supporter now of 3 consecutive radiothons, is our friend and yours, David Hochberg.
How you doing, bud?
Helped get me into my house.
Yep.
You're the man. If people need mortgages, you're the guy, Team Hochberg. And you put up the Hawk suite again with the dessert cart.
With the dessert cart.
That's
and
the key.
I'm going to throw in a Bulls suite as well.
Whoa!
So it'll be, Bulls haven't dropped their schedule yet. I'm still working on the Hawk schedule. So it'll be, I'm not going away Christmas. So it'll be somewhere holiday time.
We're going to work out the
January.
Dates with you,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So that's 6 pairs for Bulls also?
6 pairs for Bulls.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's 2,000 a pop.
Yeah, it's 24 grand.
So 24 grand we're going to try to raise through the Hochberg suite. So we got 6 pairs of Bulls, and I'll deal with you, the Bryn and your team. I will be in touch with you to confirm all of this on the back end.
Yep.
But the same guy who put up the Hawk suite, he's good for the Bulls suite. So call up right now, 773-388-8270, and tell him I want to go to the Hochberg suite for Hawks,
right.
Or I want to go to the Hochberg suite for Bulls, and you'll take care of
food and booze and dessert cart, the whole shebang.
And you'll work out the dates. It'll be around the holidays. You'll be in town. How's cancer impacted you?
My mom right. Lost my mom to lung cancer. I'll never forget the day we're at Glenbrook Hospital and the doc said it's terminal. You know it's bad when they have 2 people in there breaking the news.
Yeah.
And I had the heads up from my doctor, buddy of mine who works there. He met me outside the room like, how bad? He's like, 9 months. And then she was gone 6 months later.
So, yeah, that sounds like Spiegel's story.
It's brutal. It's brutal. You know, and you know, he met me by the airport, by the elevators, and I'll never forget. Right, it was my buddy Dr. McGuire, and I'm like, just shoot it to me straight, and he shot it to me straight, and I walked in, and I delivered the news to my mom.
You've done a lot of good work for a lot of causes through the years, and been a great supporter of this radio station. For a long, long time, it's amazing to have you back this year as a part of this. You see the spirit with which our boy is doing this.
Oh,
work,
sure.
Right?
I mean, he lost his brother. I mean, it's hard. Listen, it's the worst disease on the planet. You know what happened with Rhino, and everybody is impacted one way or the other. It's just if we could find collectively a way to kill this, we should all get behind something. You know, I don't care if you're right or left or center, whatever the hell you vote for, whatever God you pray to, this could be something that we should all come together to try to kick its ass. And the only way we're going to kick its ass is by throwing as much money at it as we can. So your team on the research side could try to find something to kick this thing's ass.
That's the goal, man. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having
me, boys. As always, Team Hochberg, he's a good man. He supports us. We support people who support us. So when you need help with your house, your mortgage, Team Hochberg is who you call. And you call us right now if you want to go into his suite, 773-388-8270. Hawks or Bulls, you'll work out the date, food, booze, dessert cart, $2,000, you and a guest, pair of tickets, CubsForACure.com, text CURE25 to 41444. We've got a big hour of guests coming up, but I also have some pretty cool incentive items as we line up some of these next people that are going to be calling in here. These guys will have it for you. So, again, our anonymous benefactor, okay?
Yeah.
And his brothers, who believe in unity through baseball, who bought me this Cubs for a Cure jersey, they're the ones responsible for those amazing seats, Section 13, Row 9. They also gave us those seats for the Rays series, September 12th, 13, and 14. Cubs baseball in September in a pennant race. You want to sit nine rows back of the Cubs on deck circle?
Wow.
To all three games? $2,000. $2,000. Donation goes to cancer research. Donation gets doubled. Thank you to FS1 and the new show, First Things First.
Got to tell you, the Nationals series sold last hour. The Rays are better than the Nats. They could be in a playoff hunt at that point.
These tickets will sell. I mean, the Braves one sold. The Brewers one sold. The Pirates one sold. I mean, we've got them the rest of the way. So we've got the Rays at this point. So this is the one, the Rays. So $2,000. Three games, pair of tickets, Section 13, Row 9. And I'll just do it right now in case you'd rather sit in the bleachers. Four tickets to all three games of the Rays series in the bleachers, $1,500. That is a steal. That is like giving them away. You could make the cancer donation to cancer research, turn around and flip them if you wanted to and make a profit. I don't advise that, but it is the type of thing that you'd be able to do. So
kind of sounded like he advised that.
I'm just saying we underpriced it. Four bleacher tickets to the Rays series, $1,500.
Yeah, that's 12 tickets total. That is an absolute steal.
Correct. And then two tickets, Section 13, Row 9, $2,000 to the Rays series.
Go to CubsForACure.com. You can text CURE25 to 41444. If you want to get specific on these items, call this phone number right now, 773-388-8270, and you can speak with Cubs Fan Services about those items specifically.
And joining us now, which is appropriate for this hour, as every dollar being donated is being matched by FS1 up to $10,000, excuse me, is Nick Wright, my 20-year best friend, and now... Wow. Co-host and co-worker on First Things First. What's up,
that?
Nick?
Spiegs, you see how that works, right? How long have you been working with Danny? The best friend had always been the guy he wrote a book with. Now all of a sudden we're on the same TV show and I get the best friend nomenclature.
Hey, man.
It's amazing how that works out.
It's really,
really unbelievable.
Hey, man, I tried to do it in radio terms. It wasn't hot enough for me to get best friend status. You've gotten it done. Good job, Nick. Well done.
Yeah. So what's the number you guys are at so far?
We are at $256,000 right now in a little over 7 hours. A little over 6 hours.
So you're pacing ahead of last year, huh?
Dude, why is everyone talking to me about this? This is like mentioning a no-hitter. What are you doing? What are we doing?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, my bad. All right, never mind.
It slows down overnight. You know, who knows? I get superstitious about these sort of things. I don't know.
I get that, but 256 is a good number.
It's a good number.
What do we do? What do you guys want to do? Do we start with my donation, end with my donation? Do I do something fun? I'm not sure. Where do you guys want to ask?
Well, I was going to ask you.
Hold on real quick. I know I got to be prepared. There's no holds barred for the question Spiegs might ask here. He could ask about my arrest in my junior year of high school.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got a journalism dump hold.
Hey, Nick, I've been holding on to all of the personal details I can, and I know that this is the best forum for it. So I'll do it privately. I'll do it privately, though, out of respect this time.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that.
Oh, my God. That's
you have any thoughts on the Holocaust? We'll do it next time.
We'll do it next time.
Next time.
Okay. Well,
start with your donation.
Yeah, sure. We can start with your donation. That's very kind of you, Nick. That's not why you're calling. But that's why you're my best friend.
How many yards is is Caleb Williams going to throw for this year, Speaks?
How many yards is Caleb Williams going to throw for? I think they're actually going to run the ball quite a bit. I think it's going to be right around what he had last year. I'm going to call it 3,800.
Okay, 3,800.
All right, Danny, give me a number.
Well, he's going to be the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history, so I'll say 4,250.
All right, there we go, 4,250. Fox, match it, you sons of guns.
All right.
$4,250 for glioblastoma research. I feel like that's a touch more than last year. I'm not sure. I don't really know. I don't know what's appropriate. But Spiegs, again, Spiegs is so committed to journalism. It was so clear I was just going to say whatever number he said, but then he came in low.
Yeah. Okay?
And I tried to set one of you guys up to say he's going to be a, forget 4,000, he's going to be a 5,000-yard passer. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Be nice and clean, but okay, 4,250 is the number.
So what project are you and Portnoy doing together, Nick?
Oh, you're just
that's in your backyard. I'm not sure. I think that's going to be fun. I'm excited to see it. My show remains unchanged from 3 to 5 and then gets very fun from 5 to 6, and I'm very excited for that with Danny, as I know Danny is. It's so funny because Fox now has this extended, with Colin there, with the Barstool guys there, this extended Chicago footprint. We're actually going to have the opportunity to bring on more local Chicago people, and I was going to say you'd be the first phone call, but not anymore.
That's totally fair.
How David Catlin's non-compete works.
It's totally fair.
I deserve that.
It's totally fair.
Oh,
Nick, I guess we're asking everybody. We're doing this in honor of Ryan Sandberg, who just passed away. The Cubs are going to be honoring him on Saturday. You know about my brother Brad. How everyone has a cancer story. How has cancer touched you and your loved ones?
Oh, wow.
We're asking everybody. You don't get off the hook just because you're a big shot.
No, of course. I would say my dad's dad, who was one of my favorite people ever, but I say that even though he died, I don't think I was 7 yet, maybe 8. I think I was 6, though, when he passed. I have just such fond memories of him. Like, he would drive me to get my hair cut, and he drove this big Cadillac, two-door Cadillac, and we'd be driving down the highway, and the windows are up, and he's smoking. And then he would have to spit, and he would just open the door. He wouldn't roll down the window, just open the door, spit while driving down the highway, and then keep chain smoking his cigarettes. And then, it's a moment of levity and a moment of sadness. Not shockingly, lung cancer got him.
It's beautifully put.
I loved him so much, and he and my dad had kind of a tortured relationship for a long time that they then got close again before I was born. So they had a nice run together. But that's, that would be my answer, I suppose, the easiest answer.
Hey Nick, tell people in this listening audience how hard Danny has worked to become as good as he is at TV. Seriously, it's wonderful that he gets to be a part of the show, that you guys get to work together, and it's a great spot for him to continue to be as shuffling has gone on. But tell people how hard he's worked, man.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, but this is, I can tell a bunch of Danny stories in relation to this. But I mean, it is true that, Danny and I went to school together, and I was a little bit older than him, just 2 grades older, almost 2 years to the day older. Once I was kind of already, quote, established as you can be in student radio, he was at the incredibly competitive WAER in Syracuse, was trying to, get his foot in. And was, from that moment, the hardest worker there of everyone in his class. And his class had a bunch of really good people. And then, aside from, a brief failed attempt at, I think I could just be a professional poker player, has done nothing but grind at this profession. And much like me, neither one of us ever planned to do sports TV. We always plan to be great at sports radio, and the TV opportunity just kind of happened for both of us. Like, for me, I was trying to get a radio show. It ended up turning into a TV show. Danny was trying to, I think it's fair to say, just be able to be a guest contributor on the network while continuing to do afternoon drive with you, Spiegs, and then it just turned into his own show. And the one of the cool things about the transition is it's a whole new challenge, and it's an entirely new skill set that you have to learn kind of on the fly. And it's been awesome to see over the last year. And I do want to say something. Before I go, I want to say one thing heartfelt, but it will only work as the last thing I say. So I don't know what other questions.
No, this is it. We got other guests, and you've made your donation. This is it. You're good.
Okay.
Be heartfelt.
This is more for the audience, but I see this in kind of through Danny to a degree. I think for some people listening right now, who cancer touched their lives, particularly if it was in the way it touched Danny's, which was sudden, shocking, you know, a young family member. It forever kind of, or I shouldn't say forever, it at least temporarily changes how they view almost everything. And it casts a pallor over any news. Because I think your brain has changed a bit. Because you have the worst thing imaginable has in fact happened, and so it makes you, I think, why is something similar not going to happen again? And I think a different way to look at it is the worst thing imaginable that you could have considered, Parco, happened to you, and you flip it into one of the best things imaginable, which is this. And it doesn't take away like the pain and the loss, but this is the greatest lasting, impactful tribute to a family member as one could have. And so the ability to turn tragedy into something truly beautiful is so unique and so special. And it will help change people's lives. And so I hope you're proud of it. And I think it's really, really cool what you guys do. And because of that, and because Spiegs was supposed to just say 5,000, we'll just call it an even 5,000.
Oh, man, you're a good man, buddy. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Nick.
Love you guys, too. Talk to you later. Good luck. See you.
Thanks, Nick. He's the man. I love that guy.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he's the man. All right, well, we'll up to 5,000. Be sure, you know. It's not just that's like five hands of blackjack for him. So, you know, we appreciate that very much from Nick Wright. We've got some items here that are still moving. That's being matched by FS1, by the way. So that's going a long way to our match. So make my employer spend some money, please. Text CURE25 to 41444. CubsForACure.com is how you can donate. I'm told we have three more Ozzie Guillen baseballs for this hour. So the next three $200 donations, you get an Ozzie Guillen baseball, which I think is a really cool thing. Get some Sox fans involved here. Those Hochberg suites for Hawks and Bulls are available. Just got to call up and tell us which one you want at 773-388-8270. Again, that's 773-388-8270.
And again, if you would like to make a donation of whatever size that you can, it is all going to be matched by Danny's employer, FS1. So $23 for Rhino, $45 for Bobby Jenks, or $83 for 83 Nation and the Score. Text CURE25 to 41444 or visit CubsForACure.com.
Let's now be joined by the most popular man in the history of this radio station, Terry Bors, with us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Terry, we're at $261,000 raised since we've been on the air just over 6 hours ago. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, my friend. Congratulations, and then congratulations on all the work you guys do. So I appreciate it very much. And I don't know if I'm the most popular guy. Anyway, I met you in the most popular guy in my own house. So.
I didn't say you're the most popular guy in your house. I said you're the most popular guy at this radio station. Those are different things.
Terry Bors, I'm sitting in your chair. I forever think about this spot, the two chair on the afternoon show, as your spot. And as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at Terry Bors Way, the honorary street sign that's right outside our studio. Nobody ever did this job better than you, and I think about you every single day, sir. So it's lovely.
That's very kind. That's not true, but I appreciate it, my friend. I, you know, when you get old, you get goofy, but I had more fun with the phone than I had with anything else. I love you guys. I just hanging up on me. It wasn't ringing, then it would ring. Oh my God!
Anyway, oh, don't worry about it.
That's for all the callers you and Bernsey hung up on. That's karmic retribution.
Oh, I don't know, hundreds?
Yeah, exactly. You know, people want to know, obviously, you know, your connection to the score, but also your journey with cancer and your health struggles. How are you feeling?
You know, I've had sort of another relapse of now I have a kidney thing going on that really is even worse than the cancer. I had the cancer drove me into retirement, much to my consternation, because I did not... You know, that was in 67, and I had nothing in my mind at all about quitting, not even a glimmer of quitting. I was going to try to at least go till I was 72 before my brain fell out, but that didn't work out. And this last half a year has been one of the most difficult half a years I've ever had in my life. I mean, I have had... You know, when you get you guys are a medical guy, and I'm certainly not a medical guy, but when you get a liver problem that I had and that others have had, and I don't know if I've beaten it yet. We'll see. It takes a long time. I've been in and out of surgeries now since we got back here in April. I've been in and out of surgery. I'm more in surgery than I am around the house. I've had a break recently, and I have to go back pretty soon again, though, for another little surgery. So, okay. I mean, I'm hanging in there as best I can. It just gets frustrating. You know, it's not so much that it's the pain and all that other stuff. It's just frustrating that you kind of feel like you don't have much of a life left. Not that I have a great life left anyway, but I mean, it's just frustrating. And you go through all these people who are very good. I mean, they're very good doctors and all that other stuff. And yet you can't find the bottom of this one, even though the liver is nothing new, I don't think, is it?
No. You'd think they would have figured that out by now. You're right.
My God. I don't think so. But anyway, other than that, you know, I'm doing better now. I'm going back to the gym and working out a little bit and so forth and so on. So I'm still trying to stay in one piece. How about you guys? You guys are great together. So how are you doing?
Well, it's kind of you to ask. We're sorry to hear about the last 6 months. That is no fun. Listen, I mean, Spiegs and Lawrence are killing it in afternoons. I moved to New York for the TV show and trying to figure out suburban New York life with two young kids and, you know, coming back here and doing this with the Cubs and to honor my brother Brad. So that's, you know, we're busy, Terry.
I know you came back. Yeah, I knew you did, and because I talked to you before you left, and telling you congrats and all. And I still say congrats. Everything you do isn't going to work out in life.
I came back for this event. I still live in New York. A TV show. A TV show got canceled, and then I'll go back to New York for the new TV
show.
He's
okay. He's got a new deal and a new thing. Everything's going to be good. Terry, it's amazing to hear you. The listeners are sending love, and hopefully you can feel it, and it picks you up and carries you for several more years and lots more time to come, man. You are beloved and a huge part of the fabric of what this place is. You know that.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And I always argue about that in my brain. I said, there's a lot of very talented people that worked there over the years. And probably were better off for having a little nothing to do with me. But I still see him. I mean, Mitch still gathers the crowd every once in a while. And we get out here and bring him out here for dinner. So I still saw him. I had dinner with Russ Matera, or lunch the other day with Russ Matera. This is our tradition. We see each other at least once a year. So I'm not totally forgotten.
Never. Terry, thank you so much for calling in and updating us, and stay in touch. We love you, man. Thank you, sir.
I love you. Yeah, thank you for everything you guys are doing, too. You keep at it. Very good work.
Thank you. Man. That is Terry Bors. It's hard, man.
Welcome back, Danny.
Yeah, it's okay. That's okay. It's confusing. I said I came back to do this event.
Frankly,
and he's like, you're back?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I flew here
yeah.
to do the event, and then I will fly back to go do the new TV show. It's very confusing.
Certain things on this radio station never go out of style. Go back to Kansas City.
That was very popular.
One thing we could say. Someday Layla will do her first Bears Monday.
Yeah, that's a big one.
You know?
Yeah.
All those things happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, it was good to hear from Terry.
It really was.
We have Liam Hendricks on the other side. We have a lot of items that we still need to move. $2,500. These are going. I think this is really cool. 4 tickets to a game. You get to go to the booth and see Pat and Ron, and you get to meet Matt Shaw. $2,500. That is a very cool thing. You can't put a price on it. You get to meet and greet with a Cubs player like Matt Shaw. You get to meet Pat Hughes, meet Ron Coomer. 4 tickets to a game. $2,500. 773-388-8270. That's 773-388-8270.
These are legendary once-in-a-lifetime items, so hop on in there and bid on them.
Absolutely. Text CURE 25 to 41444. Liam Hendricks next on The Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Liam Hendricks has said he may have been pitching with cancer in his body in 21 and 22. His wife, Christy, has got to be a complete and utter tangle of emotions right now.
Well, I believe this moment, coming in from the bullpen with the lights flickering on and off, I think this probably got Liam through some very dark times.
One drink of water, 2 drinks of water, and 1 ball of emotion. A healthy one at that, coming out.
Well, I love the fact that Theis is not getting in the batter's box. He's standing off to the side, allowing Liam to get all the accolades he richly deserves.
On the ground, up the middle, Tim's got it, and Liam Hendricks is through his first inning of baseball as a cancer survivor.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Welcome back on The Score and Marquee. This hour, your match is done by FS1. Check us out on the new First Things First for football season, expanded to 3 hours. Text CURE25 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. We are at $267,000 raised. And hey, Willie Castro is a Cub.
That's a really good pickup for the Cubs. A terrific utility guy. Can play third base, but can play all over, including the outfield. Supposedly a great clubhouse guy, having the best offensive year of his career. That's a really good piece for a contending roster that the Cubs just picked up.
But joining us now, Liam Hendricks, kind enough to join us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon as a cancer survivor. Liam, thank you so much for coming back on The Score and being back in Chicago. How are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. This is an annual tradition we got going on. We raised over $550 last year. We're going to hopefully beat that number this year. You're a cancer survivor, but you're a part of that community forever. How did being diagnosed and overcoming cancer, how did it change you?
It's one of the questions I get asked a lot, and it's one of the hardest questions to answer because as anyone who's gone through it knows, there's little things and there's little bits and pieces that have changed along the way, but no like earth shattering ones for me other than I just put up with less. You don't go through the motions. You realize that, you know what, life is short. We've all been given a chance to do a lot of cool things. And for me, it's just, you know what, like if I don't want to do something, I end up not doing it unless it's with my wife and I get forced to that way. For the most part, like there's little bits and pieces you don't bother with. It's like, I don't want to do this. I'm just not going to.
Liam Hendricks, it's really nice to hear your voice on this radio station, man. You had a really nice impact on Chicago fans when you were here with the White Sox. The way that you stand up for what you believe and speak your truth. So I think Sox fans would like to know how you're feeling and how life is going for you in terms of cancer and your arm and everything these days.
Yeah, cancer stuff, I'm all good. I just hit about, I think April was 2 years in remission, so that's been a nice little, like, little milestone get to there. And just remember, I was with the Cubs for roughly 10 days back in 2013. It was the off season, but I was there.
It was a meaningful 10 days.
So it was meaningful. You consider yourself a part of baseball history on both sides of town then?
I mean, no. you never know what'll happen in the future.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like you don't get counted as a playing for both sides unless you play the other team. All like right. If you're with the Cubs, you play the White Sox. You have to be with the White Sox to play the Cubs. I think that's where it really kind of that's I think the big thing right there. It's you got to play against each other. But health wise, look, I've got this little. I've got a strained ab wall. Funnily enough, which it turned out initially we thought it was a sports hernia and then an inguinal hernia. Turned out like after imaging and all this sort of stuff, it wasn't. And then it's been really difficult on me because my usual way of rehabbing is testing things out. So you got to push it, test it out a little bit, and with anything core related or oblique related, really, really hard to do. Because I tend to like, oh, I'm feeling good. Oh, let me just try this. Oh no, you hurt it, and then you go back to square one. You have to redo it all again. So it's been very, very difficult for me in that regard. But look, at least I've got an idea because there was a while in there where it was like I'm doing all the things and we had real no clue, like I wasn't responding well, I wasn't coming back, I'd be good for a week and then be bad for a week. So we have a really good plan in place right now, and now it's just making sure that I don't try and rush back for 3 days from now, and I make sure I do it the right way so that I am the best I can possibly be and not letting this affect me like it has pretty much all year.
What are your fond memories of your time in Chicago?
I love Chicago, and I will be forever grateful for Chicago for the way they treated me while going through everything I went through. They let me come in late to spring training. They let the trainers be around me, and then they kind of clear everybody else out so I'd have my own little area. So I wasn't around too many people that were seeing too many other people, and I wasn't had that risk for infection or anything like that. So I'll be forever grateful for not only that, but they sent me a gift package. They sent me a Lego set to build. They sent me a lot of things. They helped a lot with doing a charitable T-shirt that raised a ton of money, letting kind of me not necessarily dictate what I was doing, but like having those conversations and not trying to force their hand into doing anything. And I'll be, as I said, forever grateful for the way they treated me and my wife through that time. But the things I remember is like for me, it was 21. 21, we had that group of guys we had on the south side was unbelievable. Whether it be the bullpen, whether it be the offense, whether it be the defense, whether it be the starting rotation, whether it be the front office, the clubhouse guys, I mean, we were just rolling on all cylinders. And that was such a fun team to be a part of, the way we gelled, the way we kind of tore each other down and when it needed to happen in a jovial and fun-loving way, naturally. But it was fantastic. And I think a few of my memories, like obviously I had a really, really impactful outing. I was actually against the Cubs at Wrigley. It was my 84th save of my career, which put me as the highest ever save getter for an Australian-born player. But it was also the day my grandpa passed away. And so that was a very, very emotional game for me coming out there. And I still remember I ended up, I think, striking out Nico Horner to finish that game off. And if you've been on the visiting side of Wrigley, it is about 4,000 steps back up to the visiting clubhouse. And that was a very, very emotional walk for me, to the point where people thought I was like emotional and in tears because of I broke the record for Australian born. Like that, like, yeah, that's a great little notch in the cap, but that, no, it was all about I lost my opa that morning, and it was a tough day.
Wow, it's a beautiful memory, Liam. That as you talk about that 21 team, my God, it seemed like things were looking up with that mix and with everything. Do you have a theory as to why it didn't end up, you know, getting better and better from there and culminating in some playoff wins? It's one of the conundrums for baseball fans ever in this town.
Complacency, I honestly think. Look, we had such immense talent. And we had some guys do some really special things that year, that when it came to the off season, we had a really good year. We ended up losing to the Astros, who anyone who's been around the game knows that the Astros are probably one of the better playoff performing teams in our generation. Every time they may limp in, but when they get there, they can turn it on. And that's something special. We ended up losing to those guys. Yeah, I think we got a little ahead of ourselves. We got a little complacent. We added some pieces in there that kind of the clubhouse vibe changed a little bit. Guys got a little bit too big headed. They wanted to do things their own way with their own agenda, and it started to be less of a team and more of a little bit more kind of selfish stuff going on. But look, that's part of every clubhouse, and unfortunately we couldn't turn the corner and get over that, and it didn't end up quite as good as we wanted to, and as quite as long as we expected to when I signed there.
Liam Hendricks, well, we wish you health and to get back on the field as soon as possible, and thank you very much for joining us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We are raised $267,000 with 100% of it going to cancer research, and we're going all the way until 10 in the morning tomorrow. So we're going to put up a big number for cancer research, and thank you for contributing your time.
Oh, no, let's do more than time. How do I donate on the online right now, on air?
Oh, I mean, well, if you make a pledge right now, I can send you a link. No problem.
Yeah, let's pledge 10 grand.
Oh, man. Look at Liam Hendricks.
You are the man. We're going to put you on hold right now. And Robbie, you take care of the donation. Liam, thank you so much, man. Thank you, sir. That's super
kind. Appreciate
it,
guys. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for everything you do, because as a survivor and as someone who's around this space, you don't know how much this means to the people that are going through it, or the people about to go through it, or the caregivers that are going through it. So thank you guys from the bottom of my heart and the bottom of my wife's heart. We can't thank you guys enough.
Thank you, Liam. We appreciate that as well. Thank you, sir. You're a good man. That's Liam Hendricks with us.
That's an amazing moment.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, because that guy went through it while here, and you and I saw the love and felt the love kind of going to him from fans and back around. So for him to be able to express that and reconnect is really special.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. I did not know that he was going to do that ahead of time. That is truly amazing.
And now that'll be matched by your employers at FS1.
Yeah, we hit the match for sure. Sure, from FS1. Yeah, they're doing the match up to $10,000. Text CURE25 to 41444. So, you know, let's just do this. Let's just not even contribute it to the match, and let's just say that Liam and FS1's for the rest of the way will go towards the match, because Nick's doesn't need to go towards it, right? That's the $5,000 there. So just keep it coming. Text CURE25 to 41444. We have Ozzie Guillen. Hey, $200. You're a White Sox fan. You just heard Liam Hendricks. Make a $200 donation. It'll get matched. And you get an Ozzie Guillen autographed baseball. I told you about the meet and greet with Matt Shaw and the visit to the Pat and Ron booth and the tickets to the game, $2,500. Also have one for Cade Horton. So
that's a really cool, kind young man. They all are. A lot of those Cubs.
But
are.
So if you want to call up right now, 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. Tell them, hey, I want to meet Matt Shaw or I want to meet Cade Horton. Get your tickets. Meet Pat and Ron. $2,500 donation, and it can be yours. All goes to cancer research. Terry Hemmer next on The Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
It's good to be home. I mean, you know, being out for over a month, I missed it. I missed you. I missed this music. I missed my coworkers a lot. So really glad to be back with them and back on the air and working on getting very healthy. But you wrote some beautiful messages on my Facebook page, and I will... That I'll carry with me the rest of my life is wonderful. Thank you very much.
A resolution presented to the City Council, City of Chicago, Illinois. Whereas on November 3rd, 2023, Terry Hemmert, beloved Chicago radio icon, celebrates 50 years at WXRT 93.1 FM. And whereas the Chicago City Council has been informed of this milestone by the Honorable Matthew O'Shea, Alderman of the 19th Ward.
I get by with a little help from my friends.
What a moment from Liam Hendricks to end the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, and it just keeps going now as we are 11 minutes away from the trade deadline. Terry Hemmert, WXRT icon. Back in studio. That's what I'm calling you. I know you don't like it. I don't care.
Well, is this the Terry hour?
Yes.
Everybody named Terry is on this hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two of our favorite Terrys.
I am honored to follow him because I remember the first day he came out there to on Belmont and Cicero, the XRT studios, mm-hmm. which became the XRT/Score It's the studio. Yeah. And Terry is always a wonderful gentleman and good guy. All of you guys are fun, but you were a little intern guy.
I was a little producer guy
and
in
Lawrence,
those days.
Lawrence was a little kid of school. School, I think.
Exactly right. Yeah. You are adored by all of us, and it's just...
Back at you.
It's thrilling to see you walk in these doors and to get to sit down with us. And you were kind of shaking your head as that open was playing.
Yeah.
As like as you were talking about, you know, the listeners and when they reached out to you you were sick.
That meant so much.
It meant a lot, right?
Yeah, yeah. And cancer sucks. It really does, you know. And I'm one of the lucky ones. But like with Rhino, you know, he was doing so well. So you just never know when it's going to come back and smack you when you least expect it.
She's a hardcore Cub fan and a very knowledgeable one, Dan.
No, I know. I know. When she walked in, I said, it's great to have you back. And I thought your answer there was perfect. You said she loves the Cubs and she hates cancer.
Yeah.
This is the perfect event
for
you.
The only thing I would add, too, is I love the score because got a lot of friends here.
Well, we love you as well. I remember when you were telling the stories from last year, you faced your diagnosis and some of the health struggles through your life with humor. And I've talked to a lot of doctors in my work with Brain Up, and they can't quantify it, but they all seem to swear on some level that positive mental attitude and humor and those types of things help.
It's essential. And you know where I got that from? Roy Campanella.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep. And his daughter and I are good friends. We went to Elmhurst College together for 4 years. And every Sunday during baseball season, I send her a picture of Campy. And some of them she's never seen. She went, where'd you get this picture? I said, well, the internet is full of treasures, you know.
Wow.
And we have a great bond with that. So
as you watched your dear friend, and my dear friend, our friend of the radio station, obviously in a legend, Lynn Bramer, battle and pass. Like cancer sucks even more once you watch that.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. And then you bring Rhino in, and a lot of people made that connection because they had the same type, and they both came back, and everything was fine. And then boom, when you think, okay, I can breathe again. Hits you when you don't, and when it hits you as a patient, but it also hits all the people that you love, you know. So our hearts go out to Rhino's family. You know, I got to meet him. He was celebrating when he got the cancer-free diagnosis.
Was here during this radiothon 1 year ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I met him at Peace, the great pizza place there.
Sure.
And he was celebrating with his family that night, his good health. And a mutual friend of ours, Bill Jacobs, he brought him over to meet me. And what really hit me is I said, well, thanks for all the great, because I was doing morning drive in the 80s, so no night games. We would just go after Marty Leonard's, who was, you know, my producer then, a former student. We'd come down and go sit in the bleachers. What is that, $2.50 or something? And we'd get some smoky links, you know, they'd be out there, slap a little mustard on that and give it to you. And we went to a lot of games and had a great time. And we'd take naps out there. And Bill Veeck would be out there. He'd take his leg off and get some sun. And it was just great. And I knew I'd made the big time when some kid asked for my autograph. And he goes, I got Bill Veeck and Terry Hemmert on the same day. And I thought, wow, I'm getting into the big time now.
There you go.
Yeah. But I told him that. And he was very nice and sweet and said, oh, thank you. And then I said, and I've been praying for you. And his demeanor totally changed. That got him. And that made him even more personable, I guess.
Marty's going to come out and help MC this event we are doing at Metro on Thursday, August 21st, in partnership with the Cubs and WXRT, a concert in honor of Lynn Bramer. Mm-hmm. The band I put together, the Lynnburgers, is going to play. We will ride again in honor of Lynn. You can go to metrochicago.com to get tickets for that. It's an XRT and Score and Cubs collab in honor of Lynn. I'm thrilled we get to do all those together.
He was such a Cubs fan, too.
The biggest.
Yeah. He did much better sing and take me out to the ball game than the late Ozzie. who
yes.
Rest his soul.
Let's get some $93 donations maybe for XRT.
Yeah, that's great. Nice.
Let's get some $93 donations here to CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. We know that would make Lynn smile. $23 donations for Rhino, $45 donations for Bobby Jenks. It's all out there for you. Text CURE25 to 41444. FS1 doing a match for another 5 minutes or so. And so we've been on the air now going on, what is it? Help me out. It's seven hours, right? 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Oh, yeah, 7 hours.
7 hours.
Oh, that's nothing.
291,000. So.
Okay. Oh, that's something.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Wow.
So we're doing great. But Terry, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, I am glad to be here, and I hope everybody, especially you XRT listeners, send in some money and do it for Lynn. And a lot of listeners have been writing to me and saying, I know that Lynn up there, you know, welcoming him to heaven. I said, heck, they're calling security, like, leave the guy alone. He just got here. Come on, back off. If you know Lynn, you'd know that. Oh, Rhino, hey, I got some stories to tell you.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, give me a couple minutes here.
Little wait.
We'll circle back around.
He will wait it out.
Well, you know, both of them, we'll never forget him. So that's... That's me. But good to see you guys.
Thanks, Terry.
And keep up the good work. And
all right.
Let's kick CURE.
Let's do it. Cubs got Willie Castro. No pitchers yet, but Willie Castro is a good utility
guy.
Well,
I'm going to go out and make a call. We got 10 minutes or something. I'm going to say, hey, I know this pitcher. You know, okay.
Three and a half minutes.
I'll see you later.
Three and a half minutes. Jed will be joining us tonight. It looks like the Cade Horton and the Matt Shaw meet and greets have gone. The Ozzie Guillen balls are going. We still have the Hochberg suites available. We have some really unbelievable incentive items that you guys were telling me are not available anywhere in the 5 o'clock hour, which I did not fully realize, including something very special for Parkins and Spiegel, Spiegel and Parkins mob members.
Nice.
That it took a while to put this together, but it's going to be very cool. I expect them to fly off the shelves in the 5 o'clock hour. So, Terry, it's awesome to see you. We're going to put a huge number on the board for cancer research as we roll on. Cubs for a Cure on the Score on the Marquee Network.